Barry Humphreys, Geraldton in-depth analysis of Perth, Western Australia rental crisis. Inflation has touched virtually all sectors of the world. The Australian real estate sector did not escape the effect of inflation, as house prices have skyrocketed. Most cities in Australia, like Perth, have experienced price hikes in rentals in recent months. According to Barry Humphreys, Geraldton, this recent development is a cause for concern about the rental crisis. Rental crisis, rise in the price of rental houses in Perth, Western Australia. According to Barry Humphreys, Geraldton, Perth City has been experiencing a rise in rental problems. The rise in the rental crisis is made obvious by the town's rental stock statistics. The statistics show it is below the last 12 years. Last month, the Housing Institute of Western Australia revealed that over 1,600 houses were vacant for rentals. This can be compared to the low record of over 1,500 houses that happened in late 2010. Reasons for rental crisis. There has been serious pressure on house rent prices, because houses are scarce to get. Barry Humphreys, Geraldton, stated that the weekly rental has increased from August till now. Barry's wife, Mary Humphrey, also expressed her concern about how difficult this is for renters. She further stated that it might get worse due to the construction challenges plaguing the construction industry. Initially, Barry and Mary Humphrey thought that last year was difficult for the housing sector. But this year, things got much worse than before. It is disheartening that some people had to apply for houses many times before they got one. That is to show how difficult it has become to have a roof over one's head. What the government is doing to provide more housing? The government is trying to eradicate the lack of accommodations in Perth, Australia. Over 20,000 constructions are being carried out to reduce house shortages. However, the shortage of labour is deterring those constructions from being completed on time. Moreover, it takes time to build a single house, not to talk of rental units. However, the quicker these houses get completed, the quicker it will be for people to rent one. Why the demand for houses exceeds the supply? The rate at which people rent houses is so fast that the demand exceeds the supply. On average, houses get rented within 2 weeks of being put up. In some regions, it takes less than that. Sometimes it takes 7 to 9 days. In the sales aspect, some cities in Western Australia have recorded a less increase in the price of properties. This is a bit better than the eastern sides as seen by the statistics given by some researchers. Perth rental crisis statistics. Nevertheless, some cities in Perth reported an increment of over $530,000 in house prices. Another coastal city recorded an increase of 2.7% and above, totaling over $910,000. Similarly, a southeastern city and Wirral also recorded a rate of 2.6 and above, which is over $466,000. Additionally, South Perth rose above 2.4% to an average of over $1.5 million in sales price. This is one of the reasons why Barry Humphreys, Geraldton, is speculating whether he should invest in Perth's real estate market. The reason is that some investors have bought rental houses, expanded them, and rented them out. This has created housing opportunities for those who need accommodations. And for those who wish to sell rental properties, Barry and Mary Humphrey have the following tips. Tips for sales of rental buildings for business purposes. Have a contract with the agent you use and make it formal. You and your agent should have a formal contract in place. It shows that both of you have come to an agreement and have a formal document as proof. Not only that, the contract indicates whether the agent is exclusively your property seller and their service charges. Additionally, it also includes the agent's extra fees and the duration of their service to you. As a client, you have the right to suggest changes in the contract and negotiate the contract before you sign. But if you don't understand the contract or have some doubts, you shouldn't sign. Or you can seek legal help for better clarification to protect your rights. The house must be mortgage-free. Pay off the mortgage before you reach a final settlement. No buyer will purchase a rental house that is not mortgage-free. Else, it'll take a long time to settle the sales of your house. Discharging a mortgage can extend for a long period, so it's better to start as soon as possible. You would also need to spend some money to discharge your mortgage. Conclusion. Unfortunately, Perth witnessed a fall in the value of buildings put up for sale in the last month. The sales plummeted by 1.9%, a decrease that is lower than other decreases that have occurred. Therefore, this indicates that the rate at which rental prices are falling is becoming slower than before. Hopefully, the real estate market in Perth will pick up again and flourish like before. Barry Humphreys-Geraldton also hopes that this means good news for real estate developers and investors.